It's the Dork Podcast. It's the Dork Podcast. It's
Rich Keith.
It's the Dork Podcast.
Hashtag.
It's the hashtag Dork Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. I am your host, Rich Keith, joined as always by Davey Eyeballs, a.k.a. Rodan Von Dodan, a.k.a. Jeans Picks. All hail the king of ginger ale. It's Ryan Davey. Davey, how are you?
Moon River rocking, Moon River rolling, my friend.
Oh, that is really good to hear. That is good to hear today. And Ryan, what we're doing today is a little bit of a different episode because it's going to be a double dork week. So yes, we're not going to, this might be crass, we're not going to blow our load here in the first. We're not going to do, sorry, I'll edit that in post.
Yeah, clean that up.
We are not going to do This Week in Dork. We are not going to do Davey's Video Game Minute, which is going to be a monster coming up with all the stuff from E3.
Oh, my God. What a day I had yesterday.
There's a lot going on. Yeah. We will do that, but that'll be the next episode. Same with the pick of the podcast. Same with all of that stuff. But there's so many movies coming out that we're backloaded. We're inundated with film, Ryan. So we are going to get right into the topic du jour. Are you ready for that?
No,
Ryan.
I'm sorry. I wasn't listening.
No, that's fine. That's understandable. It's the topic of the day.
Oh, nice.
And,
yeah.
And today it is the feature film Godzilla, King of the Monsters.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah,
yeah. It's the Monsterverse, baby. The Monsterverse is here. Get excited for the Monsterverse. So Godzilla, King of the Monsters, 2 hours and 12 minutes. It rocks a 40% on Rotten Tomatoes, 84% though by the audience. So a huge difference
in the audience. Between the audience, you know, the audience loves
monsters
and sweet monster action.
Sweet monster action, which I will ask you about here coming up. But sure. Ryan, we do this like we do with all of our movie and TV reviews. We start non-spoiler. We're going to begin non-spoiler. So let me ask you: did you like it?
No, but I wanted to.
Yeah, it was.
You know.
I wanted to. I think there were parts to like about it.
Oh, yes, absolutely. There were likable parts about it. It was about a half hour too long. And when we get into spoilers, I'll tell you the exact thing we could have cut out to just shorten it a half hour.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. I think there's probably a couple of things, actually, to be honest. But I definitely wanted to like it. I was like really, I was sneaky looking forward to this whole thing.
Yeah, I was too. I was actually looking forward to this. It was a movie that I was like, and we talked about it a little bit, I think, on one of the previous podcasts. Like, this is why you go to the movies. You go to the movies to see sweet monster action. Like, larger-than-life characters, blowing shit up, having a good time, screaming, you know, all that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. The whole thing? The whole nine.
And one of the greatest things, the things I liked about it was that I saw this movie, I shit you not, in IMAX alone.
I can't believe that you were
alone in an IMAX theater.
Now, what time of day did you go?
this is a bit embarrassing, but you see, it was a day where my wife was working and I dropped my daughters off at daycare at 9. I went and had a Starbucks, and then
good for you.
I think I actually wound up going to the movies at like 11:45 on like a Tuesday.
11:45 a.m.
A.m.
Okay,
so like it was a Wednesday actually.
And so you were no shit the only guy in the theater?
I was the only person there.
That's amazing.
Dead red in the center of the theater, no one around me.
That is amazing.
Yeah. And to that end, I have never experienced anything like that before, and I'll probably never experience anything like that again.
No, probably
if you have the means to buy out an IMAX theater and watch a movie by yourself, it is something.
It's the way to go. It's maybe the only way to go.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of the sweet monster action overall?
The monster action was great. That was the best.
Yes.
Obviously, that's the star of the show.
The monster action star of the show, in fact, should have been more of the show.
Yeah.
The monsters was good. Like, because this is the new Monsterverse. So there was the 2014 Godzilla movie. There was Kong Skull Island. There's now this movie. Because if you look in some parts of the world, it's actually just referred to as Godzilla 2, King of the Monsters. But this was just sort of in theaters all around America, just as Godzilla, King of the Monsters.
Yeah.
But either way, it's a part of this new Monsterverse, and they look pretty sweet.
Like, it is pretty sweet.
Like we'll get into it a lot more here in spoilers, but King Ghidorah. The three-headed dragon.
Yeah.
Looked awesome. Like
that was pretty awesome.
For a lot of the movie, looked really, really good.
Yeah.
And so do some of the other monsters or whatever. So what did you think of, I mean, I guess the sweet monster action is one thing. The overall action, though, too, because it clearly, whether you liked it or not, involved a lot of humans. So what did you think of the overall action?
It was good. Tore apart the fair city, the hub. Tore apart Boston a little bit.
Boston got absolutely trucked. That's a good point.
It sure did. But it was fine.
Yeah.
Not what I went to see the movie for, so it was all right.
Yeah. The story, what'd you make of the story?
No, thank you. No, thank you on this story. No, thank you.
Story was poor.
Yeah.
It was the story was poor.
And I get this is why people are like, well, dude, you don't go to the movie. Obviously, we didn't go to the movie to see the story, but I want something that makes sense.
No, I'm with you. But even to me, even like Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom, like the story is a little bit, if it's going to be a monster movie, the story needs to be somewhat simple too. Like it just, it's kind of, it's so muddied so many of the parts of it.
But that's the thing, like either do a story or don't. And I feel like they did like a half-assed version of a story, which in the end, like, kind of wrecked it.
Kind of hurt it.
Yeah.
Kind of hurt it too. That's why I think like the characters, the monster characters were good, the human characters were bad. It's almost as simple as that.
It's as simple as that. Yeah. And we'll get into it in spoilers, but I had a huge problem with one aspect of the movie. We'll get to it.
Did you find there to be any comedy?
You know, I was thinking about it. So Bradley Whitford, who you know as Eric from Billy Madison, or if you know him from like the show The West Wing or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
He reminded me a lot of you. Because there's a part of that movie where
business ethics.
No, but he's trying to prove to people how Godzilla gets around as quickly as he does. And it's finally he's proven to be right.
Yes.
And it's like this conspiracy theory, and he like loses his mind when he finds out that he's right.
So I read that they actually try to base him a little bit off of Rick Sanchez from Rick and Morty.
I didn't
see it necessarily, but that's what they said. They tried to do that, and he was like, they had him like drinking and stuff a little bit. He's obviously like a scientist. Like most of the characters are doctors and all that stuff.
And I think at one point he went like, baby!
So he was into
it. I can see that now, which is nice.
So it had
he was pretty funny.
A little bit
and,
of comedy.
And Ice Cube Jr. was pretty funny at times,
Ice Cube Jr. was good.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
Did I ever tell you the story about O'Shea Jackson Jr.? When I first saw the first trailer for...
Yeah. You were like, oh, wow, that's great casting.
Like, where the hell did they find that kid? And my wife is like, are you serious? I'm like, no, seriously. Like, he looks just like young Ice Cube. Like, it was his son.
It was such a bizarre cast. Like, it was...
Oh, such a weird cast.
Coach Taylor.
Yep.
It was Vera Farmiga. It was 11. It was Tywin Lannister. It was Richard Hendricks from Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
And then it was Ice Cube Jr. It was Eric from Billy Madison.
Zhang Ziyi from Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Yeah. Really, like, bizarre.
Super weird. Who wound up, like... this isn't a... maybe it's a little bit of a spoiler. For no reason... played twins. I mean, maybe that's like a thing with like the old Godzilla movies. Like maybe that's a thing. I haven't really seen enough of the old Godzilla movies.
Yeah, it was really important to the plot.
It wasn't.
No, it was not at all.
Like, no. Nope. All of a sudden, she has like short hair, and then all of a sudden, there's like her but long hair, and you're like, wait, what? I'm like, wait,
what?
Yeah, I thought I missed something. I didn't though.
Now, did you see the 2014 Godzilla?
Yes,
when that came out with like Bryan Cranston. Mm-hmm. What did you think of that compared to this
Bryan Cranston was in it for like 5 minutes, wasn't he?
He was in it.
He was in it.
He was in it to win it. What did you think of that movie compared to this one?
About the same.
Mm.
You know, it was like...
I liked this one more because of some of the other monsters.
Yes.
But I didn't really like that movie that much.
No. And like, again, it had that... It was, a couple parts were like super dark. Like you couldn't see anything.
Yeah. It was like episode 3 Game of Thrones.
Yeah, right.
Like, where are we? What are we doing here? I thought Kong Skull Island was a better movie.
Absolutely. That was a more fun... Because, again, like that had sweet action, but it also had kind of like a cool story.
Had a good story. Had also a really interesting cast, but they were like better. And I think you ended up caring more about those human characters than these human characters, which I cared nothing about.
And like you said, while this is a weird cast, there are people that you kind of expect a certain performance out of, and you didn't get it.
No, you did not. No.
From anyone.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
So I would go, it's the mini Monsterverse at this point, but I think it's fair to say Kong Skull Island, then probably this one, then the first Godzilla.
Yep.
Probably how I would do it.
Yep.
So there is a mid and an end credit scene. After all, it's a shared universe, Ryan. So you got to pay that off. You got to tease out the next shit.
Yeah.
So there's going to be movies there. So this is a really interesting question. Is this a theater movie?
If you are going to see it, if you are a person who likes this kind of movie and gets a kick out of sweet monster action, yes, see it in the theater.
Yeah.
If you're like lukewarm on whether or not you want to see it, like you kind of want to see it, but like whatever, like don't.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think there's too many movies coming out, and so it's not worth it.
You got a full plate, man.
However, the monsters look a lot better. They're going to look a lot better in IMAX than they are on your home TV.
Yeah.
But at the same time, probably not worth $20 either. It's not that good.
Like, Thrones carried us through the spring.
Yeah.
This was a little bit of a, like, down month, but we're going to get real busy real fast, so save your money.
He's, like, ripped a little fart.
I just went, with my mouth.
What would be, and this is what people are, this is what people want to know, Ryan. What is the, your hashtag dork score?
2.5.
Hard 2, soft 3.
Let's land in the middle, 2.5.
I'm going to go 3,
right,
and I'll tell you why coming up with spoilers. There's some reasons for it, for 3, but not good. One of the worst movies we've seen this year.
If you take the story out and it's sweet monster action for an hour and 20 minutes.
I love sweet monster
action. It's a 4.5, 5.
I loved the sweet monster action. Yeah, the monsters carried, they awesome. Did the best that they could. They were good. They looked good. There's a lot of good stuff in the monsters, but so much of the other stuff was bad.
Yes.
So anything else non-spoiler you want to get to?
Nope.
All right, let's get to the spoilers. Spoilers. Again, I go to the monsters being awesome in this. Like,
yes.
Godzilla was good, but I'm telling you, King Ghidorah was the best.
Awesome.
I thought, like, he was legit scary. Like, if I was a little kid watching this, I'd be scared to
death. Scared out of your mind.
I'd be scared to death of this guy. And when he did, like, some of the, when he was looking at 11, like, one of his heads peeked through, like, at Fenway, and you could just see his face looking in. That was an amazing scene. When he, like, got all the electricity, and he, like, lit up the sky when, like, his heads and his wings were out.
Oh, and he's, like, standing on top of the mountain, and his, like, wings went out, and there's, like, like, lightning all around him. Like, that was such a, on top of, the, like, the volcano in Mexico.
Yeah, and
like,
all the monsters, awesome, and all the monsters are, like, listening to him. Like, that was awesome.
That was awesome.
That was so good. And so, that was really good. Like, the Godzilla was actually, to me, like, third or fourth amongst the monsters, because I thought the Mothra stuff was really good, too.
The Mothra stuff was really cool, and the stuff with Rodan was really cool, too.
Rodan was good.
Coming out of the volcano.
Yeah.
And just the fact that, like, you were, they gave you a little bit of it, and you were wondering whether or not, like, because you saw Kong, like, you saw him, like, briefly, like, on, like, the, and you were wondering, and you saw, like, cave paintings with him and stuff. And
they mentioned Skull Island, like, twice.
And then they said at the end, it was, like, in the mid-credit when they're, like, all the monsters are converging on Skull Island.
Yes.
Or something like that. And you're like, oh, shit. Like, here we go, you know. Like, so that's going to be awesome.
They create a cool world. So, the main story, anyway, is basically, like, they're like, hey, these monsters, like, so first of all, the Godzilla movie existed, so that was 2014, so 5 years ago.
Yep.
Turns out that Godzilla killed Coach Taylor and Vera Farmiga's son.
Right.
And so now they're like, they're both doctors, scientists, or whatever, and they're going to turn things around, and they're like, you know what, these monsters are going to help, like, save the world in a way, like, right? Like, it's kind of what they're going to do, like, they're going to, like, the destruction then leads to, like, great things.
Right, it'll be like a balancing.
Like a balancing, if you will. But then Vera Farmiga was like, all of a sudden she turned heel on us.
But then she turned back.
But she was like, yeah, she was heel, but she was doing it for like a good reason. And then they're like, she thought she was going to release all the monsters like one at a time. It was really weird, though. When
it
they're
was
like,
super weird.
And they're like trying to get the monsters going, and you're just like, you don't have control over these things.
No, like, you have no control over it at all. And then you're like, but here's the thing, like, why is Vera Farmiga, like, why is she a bad guy only to, like, not be a bad guy in the end? Like, it doesn't, at that point, it doesn't matter.
No,
like, you could have just had Charles Dance, who played Alan Jonah. You could have just
Tywin Lannister.
Tywin Lannister. His name's Charles Dance. We'll just call him Tywin Lannister.
We're just going to go by their names from what you know them as.
So you could have just had Tywin Lannister and, like, this group of mercenaries be like these, like, brokers for, like, these monster embryos or, like, these monster eggs, and they sell them to people or whatever. Like, you could have done that. You didn't need her and this stupid like fucking echo sonar thing.
Like, oh, that thing was annoying.
That was dumb. And the like, what made it so dumb? All right, so all of these monsters are listening to Ghidorah, like, on this mountain, and he's sending out, like, this signal for all of them to come to him, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But, Richard, here's what really bugged me, and this could be being a Boston, like, a Boston person, it could be, like, whatever. You mean to tell me that a sound system in a stadium that I can't even hear when I'm in the fucking stadium...
No, I've no idea who's at bat.
Is somehow going to boost a signal throughout the entire world.
Now batting.
You can't even hear what fucking song they're playing.
No.
Like, this is the worst sound system, and they're like, oh, if we get to Fenway Park, we can boost the signal. Like, no, you can't.
It's like, I don't buy that.
This is the stupidest fucking thing ever.
I don't buy it. I don't buy it at all. That was dumb.
And, like, the whole thing with the family, like, the dad was, like Coach Taylor was a drunk, and now Vera Farmiga, like... You know, the daughter can't see the father because he was a drunk. But in the meantime, like, she's clearly unwell. She's not dealing with her things. And she's basically bringing her daughter, who gets her tries to get her killed, like, four or five times. But the dad's a bad guy.
But what's also unbelievable is how the characters, when they see the monsters, they're just, like, so, like, not impressed. I'm like, that's – like, I don't even care if, like – you've prepared yourself for it. If you're in the presence of Godzilla, like, there was a scene late where Godzilla shows up. And, like, by the way, they're so banking on him to be a good guy. It's outrageous.
Like, you know, like, right from the beginning that that's what's going to happen.
And, you're like, oh, he's going to save it. He's not going to kill any of us. And you're like, well, why wouldn't he? But anyway, like, King Ghidorah is, like, messing around. And then Eleven's, like, running around. And then she looks and sees Godzilla. And she's like, see, I got backup. Like, you would shit in your pants and pass out if you saw either one of those creatures.
And if you're, like, standing in between them, you're just like, fuck.
I'm dead.
There we go.
Like, I'm dead
this
now.
This is how it ends.
I'm a dead person.
Yeah. Like, Godzilla isn't going to conveniently step over you.
No.
In the middle of the fight. In the middle of a chance. Fight. Not only that, if you're that small compared to Godzilla and Ghidorah, like, are they really going to, like, stop and, like, wonder what you're thinking or what you're doing in your little Humvee?
Dude, how sick was when they fought and then...
Which time? I mean, that was awesome. Like, they fought, like, two or three times, right?
Yeah, but then when you thought Ghidorah, like, you're like, oh, my God, is Ghidorah still alive? But it was Godzilla had one of his heads in his mouth.
That was the best shot of the movie, too. One of the best shots. Like, the head comes out of the water, and you see it's, like, in Godzilla's teeth.
That was insane.
That was awesome.
So this movie really should have been, and it would have cost us a zillion dollars, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Should have been, like, 80% monsters.
Yeah.
Like, just figure out a way to have just the fucking monsters on the screen the whole time. I don't need people to be... There was way too many helicopters in this movie. All it was people in helicopters trying to get in the way, and then all these guys on a ship trying to do science. And I'm like, get out of here. Oh, the sonar. This thing helps with the sonar. Let me
do alpha signal or whatever the fuck they were talking
about. They were in the middle of the fucking storm. They were in a rainstorm and a monster fight. And Coach Taylor and Vera Farmiga are, like, rigging up this sonar thing.
And in the middle of a middle of a hurricane, and somehow they do it in under 90 seconds.
I'm like, get out of here with that.
And not only that, but, again, I mean, this is a monster movie. This is the same. I get it. But, like...
No, but this was worse.
The whole thing with the family. Okay, here's... If you bring Vera Farmiga and Coach Taylor together, like, in the beginning when they bring him in, and they're both on the ship, and they're like, oh, and, like, they have to work it out. Fine. Boom. That handles that right there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't like each other right now, but we got to work together. Boom. Handled. You didn't have to draw that out for the entire movie, right? You can cut a half hour of that movie, that whole family, dysfunctional family dynamic. Cut that shit out. You got an hour and 40-minute movie, which kicks ass.
Yeah. Like, definitely.
What the fuck? And the whole, the whole thing with Zhang Ziyi, who is somehow twins, and, like, that matter. I'm sure that has something to do with the old Godzilla movies, but I haven't seen enough of them for that to matter to me. And I guarantee you that, like, in a normal movie audience, maybe one person got that reference.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, maybe. At best. I did think Mothra was pretty sweet.
Mothra was awesome.
When Mothra sacrificed herself for Godzilla, that was insane.
Yeah.
But good news, Ryan. So there's mid and end credits. End credits, you see, like, news clippings and stuff, and, like, with Monarch and all that other stuff. Mm-hmm. But you find out that the Titans what they've done, they're actually healing Earth. So, like, where they were and, like, where the signs of destruction were, they're actually healing Earth. There's also another big Mothra egg.
That they find,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, there's, like, so there'll be another one. And then also the Titans converging on Skull Island. And there's a cave painting of Godzilla battling Kong.
Which I'm strapping. I'm
strapping for that.
That better be a 45-minute fight for the next movie.
Godzilla versus Kong is already scheduled for March 13th, 2020. Oh. Who wins a fight, Godzilla versus Kong?
Street fight or sanctioned bout?
Let's say there are no rules.
In the water or on land?
Oof. I think, let's say on land.
I think Kong takes it.
Really?
Yep.
I feel like Godzilla's more... First of all, Godzilla has fire, which King Kong does not. He also is more indestructible than Kong is.
But would Unless you say Kong, hit him with some radiation.
Would you say Kong is smarter?
Kong's a little smarter, and like I said, a little bit more tactical. You know, Godzilla's a brawler. He's going to come right at you.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, you can... Godzilla's a bit of a... If we're talking about it in wrestling terms, you know, we're... what's it called? Like the old style wrestling? What do they call that?
Greco-Roman.
No. Like in like sports entertainment wrestling.
Strong style.
So Godzilla's strong style.
Yeah.
And what's Kong? I think Kong's a little bit of a high flyer. Like a bit of a, you know, he's coming from the top rope.
He will top rope you, but he'll use weapons. He can pick up weapons. He can use simple tools. Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
And Godzilla doesn't have the arm. He doesn't have the reach.
No, Kong's he does got the not reach have, advantage. Doesn't have much of a reach at all, but he does have a tail.
He does have a tail. Now, what if they had a push-up competition? Who wins that?
Oh, it's not close. Although, if you have short arms, that does help you in push-ups and bench press. But King Kong's got him there.
Yeah, he's got him there.
King Kong's got him there. Also, there was a post-credit scene where Tywin Lannister, you see them, they purchase Ghidorah's remaining severed head.
Because he could regenerate, which is awesome. Because basically, you know, he's a Hydra.
They can create another one. That I'm telling you, man, that thing is the stuff of nightmares. That was really well done. Mm-hmm. But Tywin Lannister apparently is not going to be in the next movie. So basically it's going to have to be
the movie after that.
If the MonsterVerse continues, you might get Ghidorah once again.
I thought Rodan was when he took out all the fighter planes. He did like the barrel roll and took out like six of them.
Rodan was awesome.
Yeah.
Rodan was really cool. And then there were other monsters too. I mean, you had like the spider looking one. You had like
Scylla. Yes. And then you had one. Was it Behemoth? It was the one that's at the Woolly Mammoth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I mean, those were pretty cool. And then how good was the scene at the end too? And Rodan was the first one to do it. But after Godzilla defeated Ghidorah, who by the way they called Monster Zero, which is stupid as fuck. Don't call him Monster Zero. Call him King Ghidorah.
How about him being an alien too?
Yeah, he's an alien.
Yeah, he's not supposed to be there. I thought that was a nice little twist, you know.
I don't mind that at all.
No, I don't mind that at all.
But so when they had, when Godzilla won and then Rodan and all the other Titans bowed down to Godzilla.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Or how about when Vera Farmiga died and she goes, hail to, which said, long live the king. Like,
yeah. Ugh, you're awful.
You suck. This character stinks.
You know what I was kind of hoping for, and I know they haven't done this, but what I think would have been cool is, like, you've seen all the Cloverfield movies, right?
Yes. Didn't see the Cloverfield Paradox.
Okay, don't. That sucked. That was trash. But the first Cloverfield movie, you remember there was, like, a big monster, like, in the movie?
Yes.
Wouldn't that be a cool tie-in with this?
It would be.
Because there are some weird ones that aren't, like, the famous ones that are in this.
And wasn't there – didn't J.J. Abrams come out and talk about – like, they were talking about when they were writing that movie, and that monster, the Cloverfield monster – was a baby. And so, like, that's why it was, like, confused. And it was, like, it was, like, running around because it was scared. Like, that thing was a baby. So that thing now
would
be pretty awesome. Also, but the other thing that I hated about this movie, too, you had Eleven, her something.
Millie Bobby Brown.
Millie Bobby Brown.
Played Madison Russell. But, yeah, Eleven.
Basically, her dialogue in this movie consisted of her crying and saying two things, mom and dad.
Correct.
The entire time. Mom?
Yeah.
Or dad? Like that was her entire dialogue the entire movie.
I'll tell you, the people were terrible. Richard Hendricks, awful.
Useless.
Useless.
Oh, dumb. You know who was awesome? Ken Watanabe, though.
Ken Watanabe was better. Yeah,
he was
Ken
awesome.
Watanabe was better.
Like, that guy. Just give me more of him, you know?
So Vera Farmiga obviously had a big role in it, and she turns heel and all that other stuff.
And then doesn't.
Did you ever see, and then, right, then she's apparently a good guy.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the movie Running Scared?
Yes, with Paul Walker.
Pick of the pod?
So there's two Running Scareds. That's why I asked, because there's a Running Scared with Gregory Hines, pick of the pod, and Billy Crystal.
Pick of the pod.
Which is awesome. It's an 80s buddy cop movie, which has the greatest song of all time in the soundtrack. But you're talking about the Paul Walker one.
The greatest song of all time. I'll take a stab at it. Werewolves of London.
No, it was Sweet Freedom by Michael McDonald.
Oh, okay.
The greatest yacht rock anthem of all time.
Yeah, it's a yacht rock. But Vera Farmiga, Paul Walker, Running Scared. Amazing movie.
You see your Bundoons in that movie, don't you?
You sure do. They make sweet love. They're
on
a good
the washing
couple.
Machine or something, right?
Dude, that movie is like, I'm guessing, made no money, and I didn't even look it up. I bet it's got trashed on Rotten Tomatoes, but it's awesome.
Yeah, we were talking about movies, like weird movies that I love. That's one of them. My wife and I were talking about it today. The other one that I really like that probably got eviscerated on Rotten Tomatoes is Blue Crush. I love that movie.
Oh, was that with
the Surfer Girls with Kate Bosworth? Yeah,
yeah
Michelle
yeah.
Rodriguez. I love that movie.
Yeah, all right. I ain't mad at you, big dog. I ain't mad at you. But yeah, overall, this movie was just the monsters were good and they were cool and they were worth seeing in the IMAX. I know your tinnitus acted up because it was so loud.
Oh my god! So like, I went into the IMAX theater. It's like the Dolby thing where it has like the speakers down the middle and on the sides.
Yeah.
And there was one scene. It's my left ear that's bad.
Oh no!
And
yeah.
Godzilla like came out of like the ocean and he did like that scream that he does.
Yeah.
And the speaker that went off was it was right next to my head.
Oof.
And it was just like it hurt like in my jaw and it was just like my ear was ringing for like 2 hours after the movie.
I know it.
It was just like that frequency that like got directly into my skull.
Yeah, it was loud. It was like a lot of the Jurassic Park, like T-Rex, like screaming, like the loud, like that sound.
I don't know how they do
that
sound design. Yeah. The sound design with Godzilla is just like.
But it messes you up.
Oh my God. Yeah.
It messes you up for sure. Yeah. But no, this was sweet. I mean, or at least that part of it
was. That part
was. The movie itself, unfortunately, was a letdown. And I guess I can see why there's that big discrepancy between the critics and the audience. Because the audience is like, you know what? I just want to see these monsters, and the monsters were good. But when you stop and think about it, it's like, I can't really recommend this movie. Like, I wish it was good. I know we're both going to go see Godzilla versus Kong. We're going to go see that next year.
Yeah.
But it's like, as far as this was concerned, it was kind of like,
yeah, I mean, just cut the shit with the whole, like, the family dynamic. Like, that's useless.
Yeah.
You know, just give me, like, more soldiers or, like, people trying to figure out, like, not necessarily how to take down the monsters, but how to stop them. You know, or like get them into one location so they don't ruin, you know, the world.
Well, then there's all that stuff. They're trying to be so dramatic and they're just like, oh, like, you know, you want him to be our pet? And they're like, no, like, we're going to be his pet.
Yeah, like that shit. Like don't do that. Or
like take a hike.
Stop trying to, like, nuke Godzilla. Like, it doesn't work.
Oh my god, with the atomic bombs. And then when they're down there
and they have
like,
the oxygen killer, like, whatever the fuck that is.
Oh my god.
Cut it out.
They find his little, like, hangout.
Which is, like, Atlantis. Like, apparently Godzilla lives in Atlantis.
Well, it was also crazy, too. And, like, every movie does this when they're, like, when the one person makes the sacrifice. Like, you know, Armageddon style.
Yeah.
Like, I'll do this. But they did it twice. They did the one guy go in there to ignite Godzilla. And then Vera Farmiga does it, like, 20 minutes later. She's, like, she, like, leaves them on the plane. And you're, like, we just saw this. Like, you can't also make the ultimate sacrifice. Like, what are you doing?
Well, that's supposed to be one person's job.
Yeah, you can't all be doing that.
And I love how they talk about how, like, the radiation's going to kill him, like, immediately, and he still, like, takes his helmet off and can, like, breathe fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that was really strange when I saw him in there. I'm like, what is he doing? Like, is that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Like, why are you taking your helmet off? Like, just leave the helmet on.
The biggest disappointment for me was when they were inside Fenway Park, and there was no WEEI or Dale and Keefe signs in the thing.
That's probably hurting feelings there.
That killed me because there was a Nessun.com fucking poster and they couldn't do WEEI.
It's trash. Love for terrestrial radio these days.
Ridiculous. You got to support local radio.
Yeah, I do.
I know you do.
And they support me, kind of.
Well,
Some people in that building know my name.
That's right. That's definitely true.
So there that is.
That is for sure true. So this was the Godzilla King of Monsters. We're giving it a 3. We'd both say it's better than Hellboy. Actually, no, that's not true. You liked Hellboy more
would
than
you?
I did.
Okay, so if you had to, Sean Gunn, James Gunn.
Yep, head dick.
Yep. You had to watch one of these movies in the theater again. Which one do you pick?
This one.
You think so?
I think the King Ghidorah, the Mothra, and the Rodan stuff was so good that I would pick that because they're both 2 hours.
Right.
They're both 2 hours long.
And this was a watch checker, too. You're like, Jesus Christ, like how long is this movie? And the other thing, too, I don't know if you had this. I had about a half hour of previews.
So that's my new thing now is because there's so many previews and we see all of them on Twitter or like on TV ahead of time.
Yeah.
That if I go to see like a 7 o'clock movie now, I'll show up at like 7:15.
Yeah, I don't know if I can do that. I'm so neurotic about like missing shit.
But I'm telling you, it's 20 minutes minimum previews now for every movie. It's 20 or 30 minutes. So sometimes I like to see it. Like even if I've seen them, like I forget which one it was. Maybe it was like Endgame.
Joker. Like, there was one for Joker that I liked seeing in IMAX.
Yeah. So exactly. So if you want to, and like if you know like you're probably going to get the Star Wars one or if you know you're going to get one of those, like it's worth it. But other than that, I'm like, ooh, because like one time I found myself like rushing to get in there and like I didn't stop and get a drink and I went in and then I'm sitting there for 20 minutes. I'm like, I had so much time. I had so much time. I could have ripped a piss. I could have had a soda pop.
I did the throw a nip in the soda pop.
I did for Godzilla. I did double nip with. So I did, what was it? Raspberry vodka, orange vodka with cherry Sprite.
Wow, you just go. That's a lot of citrus.
It was a lot of citrus, but it was good. And the only problem is the small quote unquote drink at the theater was like $6.50 and it was enormous. And so the person saw me go over there and I filled it like not even halfway. They must have been like, what is this guy's problem? Yeah. I'm like, I'm all set. Thank you.
Don't worry about it. Thank you.
Thank you. Very good. Thank you. That's all I want now. Thank you.
I usually go when I do that, it's double nip and an icy.
Yeah, white see, rum. That's good too. Yeah. No, that's good too.
That's once in a blue moon, though, that happens.
Ryan, we are going to do Dark Phoenix next.
Great.
Next thing we're going to do is Dark Phoenix, another summer blockbuster.
Ugh.
Was Dark Phoenix. And for that one, we'll get into the stuff from E3. We'll get into our pick of the podcast, which I have a couple coming up, and a jam-packed This Week in Dork. So it's a double Dork week. This is just strictly a Godzilla King of the Monsters review.
Right in the queue zone.
Any final thoughts on Godzilla, who was out there eating your points?
He was out there gobbling up all the points. If you do flinch like I did at some noise, you do actually have to marry your mother-in-law.
That's true.
If you flinch during the movie like I did, so now I'm on the hook for that.
We just need to figure out what Rodan's deal is. All right, Ryan.
I was worried about when Vera Farmiga was expertly driving a Hummer through a devastated Boston, that the steering wheel was going to fly off at some point.
I like a steering wheel that don't fly off while you're driving. Fantastic.
Oh, I love it.
Ryan, another perfect episode.
Nailed it.